Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Keeping a closer eye on the disease situation of animals may help give early warnings about possible human health threats. Gary Crawford from the USDA has more.
During this terrible time with COVID, we have learned that several animal species can harbor the COVID virus, including dogs, cats, yes, deer, and bats. In fact, you may remember that one theory that Chinese scientists posed was that bats were the origin of this pandemic. But there are other examples of humans picking up infections from animals. For example, some chickens and other birds, including migratory birds, have been known to pass to humans, a type of avian influenza, or as we call it, the bird flu. But at any rate, here is a fact. It seems incredible to me, but according to researchers,
up to 75% of emerging infectious diseases in humans come from animals.
And that includes, of course, COVID. Dr. Mike Watson is with the Agriculture Department's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. He's part of a proposed project, the framework of which was just made public and announced a few days ago. A project to create, basically, an early warning system of possible human disease outbreaks by taking a deeper, much more comprehensive look and scan at the disease situation in the animal population.
By conducting surveillance, we're able to identify emerging diseases in animals that we can alert our public health partners ahead of time that, you know, we're seeing this in animals, and we can hopefully start taking steps to prevent a huge outbreak in humans moving forward.
The plan first will focus on SARS-CoV-2. That's the virus in animals that causes COVID-19 in humans. One objective, and this is going to take a lot of work, but one objective is to find out for sure what animals are definitely not susceptible to the COVID virus.
Then we can narrow down and focus on those ones that are susceptible and then do more thorough research on those species.
But later on, the project is designed to expand to other diseases. Watson says this is not just an agriculture department project.
It's multiple organizations working together. It's USDA working with CDC and FDA and you know, other parts of the government, federal government, state governments,
and global governments and researchers. Watson says the key to the plan being effective will be the sharing of knowledge and working with as many entities as possible on what he calls a One Health approach.
It's combining humans, animals, and the environment. It's all three together.
Initial funding for this project of $300 million is coming from the American Rescue Plan.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.